One iconic indication that the holiday season has arrived is hearing the Hallelujah Chorus from Handel's Messiah. But performing that in December is actually a very American tradition. Kara McLeland from our sister station 91 Classical has the story.
Orchestras and choirs all over the nation will be performing Messiah as Christmas approaches, but as Nashville Symphony conductor Giancarlo Guerrero explains, Handel originally wrote the oratorio with a different holiday in mind.
It was actually intended for Easter week, and that's how you find it in Europe. But here in America, for some reason, Messiah has become almost like Nutcracker, a Christmas tradition.
It's a tradition that began 200 years ago when the Handel and Haydn Society of Boston gave the first full performance of Messiah in the United States on Christmas Day in 1818. And even though only a part of Messiah is about the birth of Jesus, American audiences eventually got used to hearing the work at Christmas time. And Guerrero says that's not the only thing unique about American Messiah performances.
In America, people stand up during the Hallelujah Chorus. As soon as they hear those first opening, everybody just stands up, instinctively.
As the legend goes, King George II suddenly stood up during the chorus of Messiah's London premiere in 1743. Some sources say he was so moved by the music that he found himself on his feet. Other theories aren't as flattering. The king might have just needed a stretch due to a case of gout. Either way, when the king stood, it was considered proper etiquette for the rest of the audience to stand too. So the tradition of standing continues, at least in America.
Even though it originated in England, you go to Europe and they don't do it. People just sit through the whole performance. And here in America, you know, during the Hallelujah, it doesn't matter whether you're in Nashville or Boston or Minneapolis or Houston or Eugene, Oregon, people will stand.
Giancarlo Guerrero conducts Messiah this weekend with the Nashville Symphony and Chorus. For WPLN News, I'm 91 Classical's Kara McLeland.